In the 1960s, Eldridge Cleaver became a black revolutionary legend. He came to national prominence with the book Soul on Ice, a series of essays he wrote from prison. The book, which focused on racism and prejudice, became a bestseller. After his release in 1966, Cleaver joined the Black Panther Party, where he met his wife Kathleen. The two became something of a revolutionary celebrity couple. Eldridge died in 1998. Kathleen has compiled many of her late ex-husband's unpublished writings into a new book called Target Zero. Before we talked about the book, I asked if it was ever difficult to deal with Cleaver's overpowering personality.
We met in mid-March of 1967. He was very quiet and totally unfamiliar after 10 years in prison with the world outside. I was 21 years old. He was 31 years old. Somehow, it just never seemed that there was that much of a gap. He seemed like a person I'd always known. We clicked, we thought alike, we wanted to do the same kinds of things. So maybe in the public arena, because, well, he was pretty overpowering. He was a big guy like Muhammad Ali, and he was very bold and aggressive. So physically, you could say, yes, it was somewhat overpowering. But our relationship was very compatible, up to a point.
Up to
over a period of years. What I meant is it got to the point where we grew apart and we became very different, and our lives, there was nothing that connected us except our children. And then after a while I said, well, that's not enough, and I divorced him.
Here was a man who came up in a time when the United States was in much turmoil, who became synonymous, the personification with the aggressive side of the African-American movement for equality and change. What was it about this man that made him so charismatic?
Part of it is his extraordinarily perceptive intelligence. He read everything. He cared about everything. He was a listener. He listened to people. He listened to music. He was a thinker, and he was a seeker. And to have someone with that level of intelligence put in the pressure cooker of the California state penal system is very extraordinary. That's where we got Soul on Ice. He wrote that while he was in prison. When he came out, what he wanted to do was reinvigorate Malcolm X's Organization of African American Unity. That wasn't possible. He had another idea for a different organization, but he ended up with the Black Panthers. He was passionate. He was committed, and he sort of lived as if there was no tomorrow.
When you think of the names Huey P. Newton, Bobby Seale, Eldridge Cleaver, it evokes a certain understanding of the commitment that these men had to move change in our community. When you look at leadership today, do you see that same kind of fire?
Let's go back a minute. Bobby Seale, Huey Newton, and Eldridge Cleaver were committed to revolutionary change. I don't see anyone in the arena today who is committed to revolutionary change, and it's a good possibility that we don't see anyone, because those who made their devotion that they would risk their lives for revolutionary transformation have been assassinated, have been imprisoned, have been driven out of the country. So the message people have gotten, especially the next generation, is if you do this, you have a short lifespan. Remember King said, I would like to have a long life, but, you know, that's not the most important thing.
In reading Target Zero, it's divided into four different parts, the early years, revolution, exile, transition. How much do we get a sense of not the iconic figure, Eldridge Cleaver, but the man?
All of the pieces he wrote, either he was interviewed, it was a letter, it was an excerpt from a book. So you get his statement of who he is. The first pieces are about him growing up, about his childhood, a few pieces about him inside prison. The iconic person didn't come into being until after he got out in late 1966. And basically that iconic person is pretty much identified with 68, 69. By the time he surrendered in 1975 and returned to the United States, the Vietnam War was over, the Black Panther Party was pretty much in shambles, and he had changed his approach to change, and he sort of had metamorphosed into a born-again Christian. And that put him in a position of not being that iconic figure, and what he had to say was pretty much bypassed by the mainstream. So I would say, because of the way the material is structured, you hear him describing and talking about and revealing his feelings and his life and his ideas throughout.
Let me ask you this. When you look back and think of his life, and certainly some of the problems that he faced, he brought on. But that being said, were you ever, and are you now, angry at this nation in terms of how they treated him?
Well, let me just tell you what he said. A heart attack was the cause of his death. But right before he was taken to the hospital, the last day of April, he had sort of stumbled. He'd actually had a heart attack, but people didn't know that. And he was trying to move from the studio he was in this arts colony, into a different one that he would share with another artist so they could share the rent. And he had packed up all his things and was waiting for his friend to come and move him. And his friend got there and he said, "Well, you don't look too well." He said, "No, I don't feel well." He said, "I'm going to take you to the hospital." And I guess Eldridge kind of knew that it was the end, because he said, "That's all right." He said, "You know, I've had a very good life." Hmm. So what I will say is, we who were in this revolutionary movement took on our history and took on this country, and we said it was going to change, or we were going to die trying to change it. So to be angry is not to be angry at what happened to us, but to be angry at the way our communities, our histories, our contributions, our people, our brilliant, beautiful, extraordinary culture that we've made in this country is not fully nurtured, not fully recognized, and the voices that say that are marginalized. That's what I would be angry about.
Well, the book is Target Zero, A Life in Writing, a look at a very fascinating and complex man, as we heard, Eldridge Cleaver. Kathleen Cleaver, thank you so very much for spending time with us and bringing these works back to life.
Thank you. It's a joy to be on your show.